This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Consulting giant McKinsey & Company will pay nearly $600 million to settle litigation with Colorado and other states for its role in the opioid epidemic. CPR's John Daly reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says an investigation found the company helped turbocharge sales of drugs made by Purdue Pharma and that it profited from the opioid epidemic. Weiser hopes other companies will also settle.
We want to get fair settlements now. And this shows what that looks like. This shows what taking responsibility looks like. Others need to follow suit.
McKinsey agreed to disclose tens of thousands of internal documents about its dealings with Purdue. Colorado will get almost $10 million to help address opioid addiction. Over the last two decades, nearly 5,000 Coloradans died from a prescription opioid overdose. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A 150-year-old cabin discovered encased in the halls of a modern home in Beulah is being restored. It was once the home of Peter and Emily Dotson, who helped develop southern Colorado in the 1800s. Local historian James Campbell.
This is a place for people in Colorado to be able to not just reclaim the story that was, but it is a place where you are beckoned to come and tell story.
Plans include opening up the cabin to the public for an educational facility. 39 degrees in Denver, it's 41 in Colorado Springs, 23 in Vail. You're listening to CPR News.